story this morning is that social care for people with mental health issues in Norfolk has been taken away from the NHS Trust that ran the service. Norfolk County Council's decided to take back responsibility for care from the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, and the Trust had been running the service for the last 5 years. Terry Skirm is from the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk and Suffolk and joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you just underline, for those that perhaps aren't familiar with the way mental health care works, what we mean when we say social care? What are the services that have been taken back in by Norfolk County Council?
Well, they're the services provided under legislation, the social care support for people with mental health problems, including social work support and provision of residential care, provision of home care, home support, personal budgets, which is the new development. It's not that new a development, but it means that people are given a personal budget in order to provide social support.
The fact that,
however that's assessed.
Yeah, the fact that this has now been taken back in-house by the County Council, what does that say about the way that this service was being run by the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust?
Well, although it's somewhat predictable, it's also a major shock because last March, when there was a report to Cabinet, it was said to take this social care back to the NCC would cause wholesale disruption and massive financial risk and was against national policy. So the fact that the NCC has now taken the social care back shows the extent of the crisis affecting the mental health service in Norfolk and Suffolk.
What in particular was going wrong, or is going wrong?
The level of community care has been reduced markedly by cuts to services, including cuts to social workers. Social workers are amongst the 79 redundancies that are taking place. The trust basically adopted a policy of making all mental health workers generic workers, so they weren't specialist social workers, so that community psychiatric nurses were also expected to assess for social care, and this really wasn't working very well. I think even social workers themselves have been separated from the social services department, possibly weren't as skilled in making personal budgets, in providing the social support, and were also being drawn into a more generic role in the trust. So they were, if you like, covering for staff shortages.
But if the Foundation Trust, and they're supposed to be the experts, couldn't deliver this service, is it going to be any better under the County Council? Because we know that the County Council itself is trying to implement some quite big cuts at the moment as well. So you've still got alarm bells ringing about this.
Exactly. Frying pan fire comes to mind, because there's 140 million cuts taking place at the moment in Norfolk County Council. But they're now talking about a new model of social care, aren't they, for mentally ill people? You know, and this raises lots of questions. I mean, there was one of the biggest things that started our campaign was the recent rise in suicide rates amongst mentally ill people. And there's been a recent national confidential inquiry into suicide amongst mentally ill people, which highlights the need to help mentally ill people with their economic and social problems.
Well, what is the one thing that now that the Norfolk County Council has taken this back in house? What is the one thing that it needs to do? The day one, the first thing it can do to help to improve the service.
Well, I don't think it's as simple as that. I think they need to make social care accessible to people who are becoming mentally ill, people with severe mental illness. They've got to provide sufficient staff to allow social workers to gain the trust of patients. It can't just be a bureaucratic exercise of making personal budgets. Social workers need the time. People with mental health problems find it extremely difficult to access services, extremely difficult because of all kinds of factors, and they suffer more than most from economic and social problems. These problems take time to resolve.
All right, Terry, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. It's a